Time for another edition of Beyond the Boundary, K-Rock Football's look at all things local footy on both sides of the fence, hence the title, Beyond the Boundary. I don't think anybody will top James Bruce, co-pilot. Hello, Jason Doherty.
Hello, Tom King, captain. No, I don't think so. He's been he's got the three votes so far. He's star of the show. He was very nice, and we all tipped you in, so it was beautiful. Yep. So you will be down the slide. I love it.
Somebody suggested that as I head up K-Rock Football, that I should go as a previous head of K-Rock Football, go down in a big V-jumper, Teddy Whitten style.
Oh, nice. I like that. That's very good. Yeah. Yes.
Number three Victorian jumper.
I'm sure we can find one somewhere along the line.
I would suspect
there's one hanging around.
That could be done.
Yeah, so, nice. We like that.
So that's possibly...
that's good.
Might be one way to go. That's good. So maybe, saying we stuck it right up them.
Yes, absolutely. I like that.
On the way down. So that was discussed.
We will be asking for suggestions, though, in the first few weeks of the season from our avid listeners.
And our guests,
yes. It might become part of the Player of the Day scenario. We might word up the clubs and say we want an answer, and it's not just Jet Matthews. We want some other answers to things, and one of them will be, what should King go down the slide as?
So one of the questions it's always asked of Leopold players who win the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day is, who wouldn't you take to Leopold Sporties, and why is it Jet Matthews?
Yes.
Who is now a premiership player.
Of course, absolutely.
We're not taking that off him.
And I think his mother is the number one ticket holder of our broadcast.
Yep.
She loves us. And it was just poetic at the end when Marcus Thompson was on as the winning premiership coach. He won the Player of the Day in the grand final, and he was able to just put a full stop on the whole season with Jet Matthews being the person he wouldn't take to the Leopold Sporties.
Yes. Carrickfootball.live, we won't see you until Saturday, April 6th, North Shore and Newtown and Chilwell at Elderslie Reserve to get us underway. Yes. But I'm going to do a little bit of a... Yeah, a bit of fun down at Torquay on Saturday. We're going to do Torquay and Drysdale.
Now, my wife, lovely as she is sometimes, said that there was another reason for this is because your lovely wife will probably be there anyway, won't she?
Yeah, but at 8:15,
you'll be down there at 8:15 and right through the day, you'll be there.
Well, considering there's a concert going on as well Torquay. So Torquay wanted to play on Good Friday because they knew there was going to be a decent sized concert taking place in town.
Right.
And they've been fixtured to play on Easter Saturday when they've usually played on Good Friday.
Right. So okay.
If you are heading down that way for Torquay Drysdale, allow yourself plenty of time.
Right.
Not upset that the eldest is playing in the youngest age division at the earliest
time. Get that over and done with.
Yeah.
We'll get down there early
and
anyway.
And then I'll
set the tent up and you'll be right.
Yeah, walk back into town, maybe find brunch at is Bombora still open?
It certainly is.
I might be heading to Bombora.
Torquay's finest. I might be folklore. Bit of folklore.
Yeah, it is. Oh, is that you get your foe from folklore?
Yes, on the corner, right next to Bombora. So there you go, yes.
I have to make it sound like I'm a Torquay local. It'd be early though. So Bombora's probably
Mortadella. Mortadelli. Yeah,
right.
One. So there you go. Okay. There's a little bit of inside gossip.
Because obviously I'll have eaten no meat on Good Friday.
No. They've got hot cheese.
So come Mortadella. Easter Saturday. Oh, yes.
Easter Saturday, go ballistic.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to that. So 1:30 on air. Heath Jamieson, coach of note. He's going to join us.
Is he?
He's going to be in the experts chair.
Oh, fantastic.
For the Sporting Globe. So looking forward to that. We're going to have a chat with Cam Healy, the president of Torquay, in the pregame.
Nice.
And then
the
coaches will join us post-game. Up on the deck. We're going to call off the deck at Torquay, which will be fantastic.
It's going to get rowdy.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, that'll be good.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to the flag unfurling as well as the Tigers obviously take on Drysdale in a grand final rematch.
Yes,
three guests today we're going to talk to later. Mark Hovey, Motowari coach, obviously returning home, having obviously carved out a good coaching career at St Joey's, also obviously an assistant at South Barwon and Geelong VFL. Justin Tarb, Panthers co-coach, good to catch up with Tari. And one of our favourites at Carrick Football, who we missed last year in the long sleeve 33 at St Joseph's, Luke Webb.
Luke who? Oh, he's back.
He's back.
Webby's back.
He's back.
Yes, it's good to see
him. So we're going to talk a bit of footy, maybe a bit of Mergy Bullet cricket with him.
Yes, he's the reptile captain there, I believe, at Merge too. So yes, he plays with all the 74 Grosdanovskis that play at Merge. So yes, we'll talk to him cricket and footy.
So just a few notes I've taken heading into today. Talking about cricket, so Barwon Heads beat Anglesey
in the
A-grade Bellarine Grand Final.
They did, yes.
A1. Barwon Heads play Anglesey in the footy this week.
Oh, rematch. Very good.
Sam Scheller. Man of the match.
Man of the match.
Coaching.
Yes, took Pfeiffer.
Coaching Bowen hits.
Yeah, nice. Oh, that's it continues.
Yes.
It's like a double header. Cricket into footy.
Looking to do the double.
Yes, they played very well from what I hear, the heads, which is good.
One of our favourites here at Beyond the Boundary is the great Taz, Arthur Hodgson.
Yes.
Life member of North Shore.
I saw that. Life membership. And somebody said, you know, even though he's been to a few other clubs, his heart still lies with the Seagulls. So, no, I actually saw Tazzy a few weeks ago. He umpired an APS game for us early in the season, and he's a very good cricket umpire. And
I think
very well deserved.
I think he did the East Belmont North Geelong decider.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
He's a very capable umpire. Very very good with the players. Yeah. And I mean, with the kids too, he was very good. So and well deserved. I mean, he's been a doyen of local football.
Shane Hayes, life member.
Yep, great.
Premiership Ruckman and Crystal Nolan also. So they were the three at their season launch. Talking about season launches, went to Newcombs.
I
on
saw that.
Saturday.
Get around, don't you,
John? At Leopold Sporties.
Now, hang on. Can we just go back to the North Shore one?
Yep.
Because I think I saw a photo of the Deputy Prime Minister there.
Yes.
And two unbelievable people who are much more important than him, John Alban, and there was somebody else there I saw. Who was it?
Bomber would be.
Oh, Bomber Bligh. Yes, Bligh. Yes, that's right. It was the photo. That's right. Yes. Yeah. And I thought, oh, they've taken their time out of the day to have a photo with the Deputy Prime Minister. So that was good.
I reckon Richard should be very, very grateful that two icons of local football gave him the time.
That's right. That's, I saw that. Now, Newcombe,
Newcombe, yeah, good day.
Where was that at?
That was at Leopold Sporties.
Of course it was.
But the irony
are
is...
Are they your private sponsor as well?
No.
You spend an awful lot of time at the Leopold Sporties.
Not as much as I used to. But anyway, I stayed a little bit longer and the night kicked on and that's okay. But I did note, talking to people there, that Leopold and Newcombe used to hate each other when they were in the same comp.
Yes.
The idea of Newcombe having a function
at Leopold's
35 years ago was not happening. It would have been at the Dinosaur.
Yeah, it would have been. That's exactly right. That's right.
How the world changes.
Turns. Yes, that's right.
Ryan Jackman is going to captain the Dino. Oh, they're still the Dinos.
Yeah, they're the Dinos. They're not the Power. They're the Dinos.
They've got the Stegosaurus on the back of the jumper and that.
Right.
So he's captaining them this year. Okay. Good player. They're quietly confident going into Port Arlington. Obviously, all the, you know, the hoo-ha's been about Port and Miles and Keisha and Menaju and everybody else they've recruited. But they're quietly confident they can go down there and...
Don't get sucked in, Tom.
I'm not saying I'm being sucked in.
Okay. Port's going to win.
Are they?
Yeah.
We're going to do our tips.
Nice.
Very late. And we're going to keep a running tally.
Yeah, let's do that because I'll be better at it than you, so that's okay.
So
let's be honest.
So 96 games of football in the Bellarine, 18 home and away, 6 finals.
God.
There will be 114 in both the GFL and the GDFL, and we're going to see out of about that 320 games, or thereabouts, how many we tip for the season. Running tallies.
I'm absolutely hopeless at it.
Are you?
Oh, I'm
did you used to tip in the GD record?
No. I never did because I thought it was somebody needed to be above reproach.
Yep.
So I let everybody else be stupid, including yourself.
Yep.
And then I couldn't get maimed on a Saturday by somebody going, "Hey, you didn't pick up," you know, because I was at the grounds all the time.
Is there a record in the GD this year?
I don't believe so. Right. No, I think they've finally succumbed to the situation where they don't really need one.
But is it true the Lithuanian lover Alex Tagani is back in town?
He is.
And doing some work for the GDFNL?
I believe the media manager again.
Right.
Taken up stead again. And yes, he's back in town. Great to see him back in town. We will get him on this program, on this podcast at some stage because he will work his way back into the GD perfectly. Not doing any commentary though, Tom.
No. Who's commentating the GDFNL this year?
His Royal Highness Richard Grubbications, of course.
Oh, the King of Werribee.
Yes, the King of Werribee. Dale Smythe, who, you know, Dale Smithy. So who he thinks he's Eric Nichols, so that's okay. And Mark Spider Brady.
Spider. So he's stepping up.
Yes, he is.
For a more permanent role.
A more permanent position.
Well, we wish our friends on Little Ryrie Street.
Be careful.
No, yes, Little Ryrie Street. Yes. That's where they're located. All the best.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
A little radio station. because you know Grubby's the captain of that commentary team. He just runs the joint.
He
so,
does.
You know, like he's got plenty to say.
How does the expert captain the commentary team?
Because it's Grubby's way or no way.
Right. He will be listening.
He will be listening, yeah. Yes.
We were talking about family before. Right? Yes. I believe you've got a shout out you need to make.
Yes. Look, my middle child is 19 this week. So the day we're broadcasting, so it's the Wednesday today, it's her 19th birthday. So to Sophie, happy birthday. She's the middle child. She always gets, you know, missed out. We're always, it's either the oldest child or the youngest child. Right. So you can't get any bigger than the Beyond the Boundary podcast to be shouted out on. So that, and she will be extremely embarrassed by the whole process.
And that's your present.
And that's it. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, as well as Happy Birthday. So that's it.
Right. I was out at North Shore a couple of Saturdays ago.
Were you?
Watching...
You can get around, don't you? North Shore.
North Shore playing Clunes in a practice match.
Right.
And I'm standing at the back of the huddle and I go, gee, that bloke at the back's pretty tall and, you know, big, good size. Mm-hmm. He turns around. Mm-hmm. Mark Stewart.
Oh, right. Was he in a North Shore top?
He wasn't in a jumper. Right. He was in a warm-up top, but right. He had the shorts and the boots on.
Right.
And next thing you know, he's out on the ground playing in this practice match.
Playing.
Now, he's got a 5 in front of his age, Stewie.
He definitely has, and he's quite happy to tell people that he does.
So I know he's got a role at North Shore. Somebody told me he's okay. Working with the midfield.
Yeah, right.
Lots of, obviously, expertise to be passed on there.
Yeah.
Will he be running around at 12 o'clock is the question.
Wow-wee. Imagine that.
Surely he's not running around at 1 o'clock.
Well,
2 o'clock.
Well, stranger things have happened. Nah. He ran around at 2 o'clock last year, didn't he?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, well, I know.
GDFNL or GFNL.
You don't get any smaller, even if you get a 5 in front of your name.
So do you reckon Cam Wilkinson and Mark Stewart are going head-to-head in round one next Saturday afternoon?
Well, I would have thought that Stewie played against his old man. So.
He would play.
So Cam might turn around and go, are you still doing this?
Or Pete from the boundary line going...
That's right. Didn't I play?
I know this bloke.
It's a phenomenal effort. I mean, he just loves it. And he obviously keeps himself fit enough to be able to do it. It's just like, you know, go off and play Masters, Stewie, but he doesn't have to because he's playing real footy.
Leopold beat South Barwon by 50 points in a practice match on Saturday.
I was talking to the coach, South Barwon coach, and he said he got a bit hoodwinked by his esteemed colleague at Leopold.
Buddha.
I think they rang each other during the week and I think Neildy said, oh yeah, we've got sort of 6 or 7 players out. And Buddha said, yeah, so have we. And then on Saturday when they rocked up, they didn't have any out and they all played.
Logan Wagner took the toss though. So did Marcus Thompson play?
Tom Feely played. I saw that, but I don't know whether.
Did you see that Tom Feely played?
Well, I saw some lovely photos on K-Rock Football.
So do you know what Tom Feely's new nickname is?
Well, it was Touchy. What is it now?
Bailey. Because they make ladders.
Oh. Yeah, nice one. Yeah, good.
Because
right, we'll go
Tom Bartlett.
Yes.
Wearing Todd White's 28, that's by the way.
Yes. Todd who? Yeah. They've forgotten about him at Sandbar.
He's on the Geelong NFL list.
That was a great grab, wasn't it?
Jason Boris for Pixel Sports Media. That was a fairly decent hang.
Yes, I think the South Barwon coach is pretty enamoured with not just his marking ability too, can I say, Mr. Bartlett. I think he goes okay. So, yes, it's, practice match form is, you know, take it for what you want.
Well done to Sam Donegan, who made his VFL debut for the Bull Ants. He'd already played one game for the Cats a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's good.
But he got to run around for the Bull Ants, which is good.
Yeah, it's good for him.
Talking about VFL players and local footy, what about Model Worry with Rourke Smith?
Yeah, what's going on there?
We'll ask Mark Hovey very shortly. But interchange
club. What's the relationship there? Well, we'll ask.
Good mates with Morgan Fenton.
Ah, right.
Been mates for years.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and if Rourke hadn't have landed on a VFL list,
he would have been there.
He would have been playing at Modder.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's a good get.
Yep.
Good player.
Very, very good player. Concussion protocols have filtered down. Yes. We knew they were coming.
Yeah,
but interestingly, AFL Barn this morning in announcing they were adopting the 21 days, that's going to apply to netball as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so all the netball comps that fall under the AFL Barn umbrella.
Yeah, right.
So whether you Saturday, you Tuesday night, you Friday
night. 21.
21 days.
Okay. Well, I suppose it makes it easier for continuity and knowing what's going on. And yeah, so I mean, gee whiz, I've seen some netball courts that are pretty hard.
Mm.
So yeah, that's probably fair. Fair comment.
Adam Donoghue will miss round one against the Belmont Lions.
Because?
Going to gather round.
Wow. Right, fair enough then. Okay. More important.
But he did roll an ankle at home a couple of weeks ago.
Doing what?
Just missed a step.
Really?
I think he's out in the backyard.
Come on, Adam. Tidy it
off the deck and into the backyard.
Come on.
So he knows that was coming. that little drive-by.
I'm sure he did.
Nick Knott's been featured in photos at Geelong amateur practice matches.
Yes.
But he won't be playing against Motta on Friday night.
Because?
I think they're working through his fitness. And
he's away with work too, isn't he, a bit?
I don't know. What does he do?
No, I don't know. I would only be guessing, but I heard somebody say a few weeks ago that it was also work related and bits and pieces. But yeah, I mean, look, he only has to play 6 or 8 games, doesn't he?
MOs won't have Guy Hardiman this week either.
Right.
So he's probably maybe a month
Who
away.
Who are they playing?
Motta.
Ooh, tough. Where at?
Motta.
Ooh, take the cows off the park first.
Twilight.
Here we go.
Twilight.
Twilight.
Good Friday.
Interesting.
Before we get the coaches on.
Didn't think about doing that game, Tom?
No.
Not a good Friday night?
No, that's fish and chips on the deck at our place.
Yeah, fair enough. What time do you want me there? That'd be good. I must have missed my invite in the mail. That's good.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to know your wife much better than you shortly, so that's going to be a good thing for all of us, I think.
Got a text message from Taya Miles.
Yes.
Taya obviously has run with some extraordinary hairstyles over the journey, the skunk a couple of years ago when he was at Newtown Chilwell.
Yes, too.
So I'm all bleached up and ready to go Friday. Fresh new bleach tonight, mohawk down the back.
Oh, wowee. That's... that's good.
So plenty to talk about. Let's do our tips for this weekend. Friday, Ballerine, round one. Mm-hmm. Port Arlington, Newcombe at Port.
Port. Yes, Port.
Port for
yes,
me.
Yes.
Ocean Grove and Queenscliff, the game that was to be played on the Saturday at Queenscliff, but Queenscliff thought they were getting a Ballerine cricket grand final and never got one. And now we're at Ocean Grove still on Friday at Ray Menzies Oval, and I think Pete Smith's going cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yes. Yeah, that was hoodwinked, wasn't it? It was perfect. That is going to be tough, but, you know, like, I've got to back Jammo because he's K-Rock zone. He's beyond the boundary zone. So... Queenscliff.
Looking forward to seeing Nick Burke in an Ocean Grove jumper.
Yes. It'll be good. Yes.
Former Leopold star. Yep. Queenscliff.
Yes.
Michael Randoni.
Yes.
Back at the Cooters.
Yes.
Flying in the ruck.
Beautiful.
Is the word.
Hard to find them, so that's very good.
Motta Warrior Ammos.
Oh, you'd have to say Ammos, even though it's at, you know, out in the cow paddock. I think it will be Ammos, I think.
Gribble, Sutterby and Ferguson combining for how many possessions?
Well, let's see, 30, 60, probably 85.
Yep.
Yeah, Dallow probably kick 4 or 5.
I would have said 100.
All right, 100. Yep. Yeah, Dallow kick 4 or 5, and they'll have a nice little victory.
Bowenheads and Anglesey.
It's at Bowenheads, isn't it?
It's at Bowenheads. Yeah, this will be a good game of footy.
It will be. It will be. They've recruited very well, Anglesey.
Yep. So about
you'd say at home, Seagulls.
Reed Adams.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Bowenheads.
No Sam Witherden. Second half of the year.
Really?
They still hope.
I wouldn't be hoping too much. No.
Torquay and Drysdale.
Oh, tough.
How's this matchup going to be in the midfield? Bogan Maguire.
Yes. Matty's back. Yeah. Look, at home, you'd say Torquay.
Yep.
Just. It's going to be close, though.
Looking forward to seeing the teams come out Thursday night.
Yes, to see what's happening with everything.
Luke Marnie will be an interesting addition at Torquay.
Mm.
And at Drysdale... One Delaney in the forward line and the other in the back line.
Cam and Tim, hey? Yep.
And a Sherguin wearing a Drysdale jumper for the first time in nearly 40 years.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to go. Yes, Flynn. So, Darcy? I don't know. There was a rumour earlier that he was thinking about it, going there. Flynn was going, maybe I'll go.
Yep.
The old man, da-da-da-da-da. And then I think I heard Melbourne somewhere, but I haven't heard anything since then, so I don't know.
Just talking about VFL-listed players, Michael Rudd. He's on the VFListic Carlton.
Yes.
But will align to St Mary's, which is very handy.
Yeah, right.
Because he slots straight into their forward line.
Do you reckon? I'd say he does.
Yep.
I'd say he does. Yep. No, he's a good player. And I don't know how much they'll be seeing him, though, because I think they rate him pretty highly at Carlton. Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing all that. Yep. Time, though, now to go inside the Motta Warrior camp. Thanks for joining us, Hoves. First question is, how have you settled back into coaching and being back in the arms of the Motta Warrior family, where Hovey is one of the most revered names?
Yeah, it's funny. I've actually enjoyed it a fair bit more than what I thought I would. I was, I wouldn't say I had to get talked into it too much, but I, I really wanted to do something with Josh if I was going to do something. And when the opportunity to go to Motowari, I spoke to them. And then I said to Josh, you know, what are your thoughts? And I think he thought the prospect of us sort of doing something together was good. And he's not getting any younger. And so he said, let's do it. So he was probably the catalyst towards me, you know, really wanting to do it. And I've loved it. They couldn't have been better to me and Josh. They've really embraced us, and I've had a great time so far.
Yep. You've obviously been able to recruit a lot of experience in Hoves. Does that have you confident that you can have a real crack at shaking down the big boys in Barwon Heads, Drysdale and Torquay this year?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things, I guess. They've still got some good kids, and I really wanted to bring in some good people coaching-wise and playing-wise that, you know, weren't just going to contribute from 2 to 5 on a Saturday, that they were going to contribute on the training track. And I mean by the way they prepare, the way they train. So, you know, Scott Mortar, Ryan Williams and Josh are three examples where, you know, they're reasonably professional in the way they go about it. They present themselves really well. So they've just been really good influences on the young blokes and the group in general. And then you look at Jason Armstead and even now, I probably haven't mentioned before, but Jamie Lynch is on board, and Jamie is a really good local player and a best and fairest winner at Motowari, and he's coaching-wise, so he's been really good. So I'm really proud of the people that we've been able to bring in, that really they're going to have an influence, on, not just on the players, but on the club as well.
Hose, it's also probably about the junior structure and about players who are in the club and not just the recruitment of players. What's that look like, or what's it looking like now, and you know, what's the future hold for the club as well?
Well, it's funny you ask that, because last night I had a look last night at their last game when they played Anglesey in a final, and I had a look at the senior team and the senior makeup and the reserves makeup, and there's five kids who are playing this week. One of them will be making his debut, and I don't really want to say too much at the minute because he doesn't know yet, but five of them will be playing, who four of them played in the reserves in the last game in the final. So my passion when it comes to this stuff is giving kids an opportunity and trying to help them become better players, because to me, kids who are at a footy club, they don't want a job, they don't want $1,000 a game, they don't want this, they don't want that. They want some attention, and they want someone to show them a bit of care, and you know, you just don't know what you're going to get out of them.
Pre-season and practice match, what's that? Practice matches, what's that look like for you guys?
Yeah, we played Queenscliff, who were pretty good. Queenscliff got a hold of us a bit at the end, and they beat us by about 7 or 8 points, which is a really good start for us. We then played St Albans, and we probably got on top of them a little bit, won by about 7 goals. Then we played West, which was a good hit out. We had a lot missing, but they beat us probably by about 9 or 10 goals, which, again, I wasn't overly disappointed about. I was happy with the way the boys went about it, but to play a good quality GFL team was really good for them. And then last week, just to finish off, we had a kick against Belmont Lions, and the boys were okay against them. So, coming into the first game, I'm really happy with our pre-season. Our numbers have been great. Like, we're averaging, you know, 35, 36 each week. I think there was 52 there on Monday night. There's going to be a few blokes miss out this week, which is a little bit unfortunate, but the guys seem to be a lot fitter than what they were last year, possibly, and just the enthusiasm level's been really good.
How have the boys dealt with the Tom Warple news? Obviously, we reported on carrickfootball.com.au, Hoves, that he's torn an ACL among plenty of damage to the knee. How's that been felt by the group over the last 48 hours?
Yeah, I addressed the boys on Monday night about it, and obviously it was a bit of a downer, but I guess at the end of the day, I said to the boys, like, Tommy wouldn't want us to sit around and mope. Like, let's let it sink in and know that he's not going to be out in the field with you this year. But, you know, he wouldn't want that for us. So, and I guess the other thing is and this is what I said to the boys the other night as well. Like, he's had something that he loves taken away from him in a heartbeat. And I said, all you guys sitting in front of me now, like, you think you're going to play footy forever, but it could get taken away from you at any time. So I said, I think we owe Tom a bit of responsibility because he's a captain, highly respected member of our footy club and a premiership player. I think we've got a bit of a responsibility to him to, you know, do whatever we can to have some success this year because you guys have got a choice to do it. He hasn't. So, the boys were all right after we spoke, and Tommy won't want us to sit around and mope, mate. He wants us to get on with it.
Yep. Talking about blokes who will probably play forever, Josh Finch, how's he looked through pre-season and how much are you looking forward to coaching one of the greats of local footy?
Yeah. Well, he's obviously had his commitments with the AFLW, which we knew all along. And Josh is a professional. He looks after himself. He's, as soon as the AFLW commitment finished, he hasn't missed a session. But he's ready to go. He might play a bit off half back this year. We might try him inside at times. But no, he's really keen. But I haven't had a lot to do with Josh footy-wise because of my other stuff, but Josh actually built our house for us. So me and my wife became really close to Josh when he built our house about 5 years ago in Anglesey. And, you know, I've got nothing but respect for Josh and what he's been able to achieve as a player. But I just like him as a person. And now I've got a really good relationship with Josh and looking forward to coaching him.
Now, vivid memories for me, Hoves, is coming out to Motawarri when I was at East Geelong very early in the morning, having to get the cows off the ground, and that's a true story. That's a true story. In terms of the facilities and bits and pieces, though, that at the club now, it's obviously it's moved ahead in leaps and bounds over the last few years.
Well, I haven't had anything officially to do with the club since I went back there for a year and played in 1995. So, and obviously been a past players' days and, you know, just with family connections, and then I've been back to some games. But the facility now is just that far removed from what it was when I was a kid growing up. Yeah. And you're right. I remember, you know, sheep being on the ground and stuff like that. But, like, the background, the cricket club have done an amazing job on the back oval. The surface and the background is great. The lights are amazing. The whole precinct now is, with the netball, the football rooms, you know, they're really modern. The social rooms are good, mate. The whole setup out there, I love it. It's great.
So what's the expectation, Hoves? If you're not playing come late August, you're disappointed that you're not in the top five at the end of the year?
Oh, mate, I'd be pretty disappointed, obviously. But it's funny, this week I'm not quite sure where we're going to sit, whether we might go out and win by 5 goals, we might lose by 7. I'm not exactly sure, you know. Until teams start playing each other and you get to about round 4 or round 5 and work out where everyone sort of sits, it's a bit hard to get a gauge. But as far as what we can control and what we've done, I couldn't be happier with our pre-season, with our recruiting, with the team that we're going to put out, bar Tommy Walpole, obviously, on Friday night. I feel really comfortable with what we've got, and the vibe at the club seems really good. Everyone seems in a really good place, so it's an exciting time and really looking forward to it.
Gribble, Ferguson, Sutterby is as good as any GFL starting on board brigade. How do you go contending with that trio on Friday night?
Oh, yeah, like no doubt their recruiting has been enormous, and you chuck Paddy Dowling in there as a premiership player as well, so they've recruited really well, but I'll back our boys in, mate. We'll have a couple of different plans about how we want to go about it. But I guess for me, it's not all about just the individual names on the board or the team sheet. It's about us as a collective. And I'll back the way we want to play in against, you know, anyone. And I might be kidding myself a bit, but I'm pretty confident what we've been able to put in place with, you know, with Jason Armstead and a couple of other coaches and that. So I'm comfortable that collectively as a group, our best will be okay, and we'll be having a go at anyone we come up against.
Hoves, great to have you back coaching in local footy. Obviously, your name obviously precedes you in what you've done before and done it at a high level, obviously, with the Geelong VFL and the work you did with St. Joey's back in your stint there around was that 08 till about 2010?
Yep. Yeah. So the 3 years, 8, 9 and 10. Yep.
Yeah, gee, time gets away, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, I've sort of been, when I finished playing in my first year out, I gave Buddha a hand. I'm pretty good mates with Buddha. We worked together when we were young blokes. And so I went to the Western Jets in 2003 as his runner. And then that sort of got me started. And then after that, I spent a couple of years as a bench coach, 2004 and 2005 at South Barwon with, I was great mates with Dale and Glenn. And so it all sort of started from there, and had a couple of years at the Falcons. So I've been involved in coaching for, you know, probably 21, 22 years and still love it.
Motor Worry, the beneficiary of that. Hoves, really appreciate your time on Beyond the Boundary. Look forward to talking to you throughout the year, and best of luck. Good Friday night. Big clash out at Mount Community Bank Oval.
Nah, anytime, boys. Appreciate your time. Thanks for having me on.
From the Ballerine, we move to the GDFNL, and we chat with a man who knows premiership success like no other in Justin Tarr, the co-coach of the Panthers, going hand-in-hand with Ash Whitney in the 2024 season. But good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Tari, thanks for your time. She's been a tough pre-season. You've seen a lot of experience go out the door.
Yeah, it has been tough in that aspect, Kingy, losing not only just experienced players, but good mates as well that have sort of not been at the footy club for 20 years, and they've always been there as well. So a bit of a weird feeling, but it's also an exciting feeling with any young kids that we've got there as well. So
yep. Basely, Barton, Costello, Lovett, McNamara, Whitney all gone to Great Western. You know, Will Ford's going to work up in the Southern Riverina and play it at Turvey Park. Your outs have outweighed your ins. Are you still confident you can put a really competitive side out on the ground?
Yes, I am, mate. We've got a few more outs than that as well, but I think we've actually recruited pretty well. We've brought in five or six players, and any other year you'd be wrapped. It's just, I think, you know, a bit of everything happening at once. You see with guys leaving, and been a bit unlucky with guys being out for the year as well with injuries. So our best 22 is still really, really good, and it's definitely going to be competitive, but I think probably our depth's not going to be there this year. At this stage, but we'll have to wait and see.
Is there any chance you're going to go and coach Great Western at some stage, Tari, with everybody else going there? Gee whiz, what's the relationship with Great Western? How did that come about for the plot for those guys?
I don't know, mate. To be honest, I think Timmy Barton played in a grand final against Great Western.
Right. Okay.
We played for Panthers, kicked five goals, and then I think Ray Lovett had a connection there as well.
Yeah,
and,
right. Okay.
I don't know, mate. What's going on?
Well, I mean, of all the players, I mean, yeah, as you said, I mean, they've all been amazing players for the club. Yeah, the one I was a bit surprised about was Bo McNamara. Like, you know, he's very much Adrian Fantella-like for me, like died in the wool Bell Post Hill. So there must be some petrol money happening up there at Great Western. Is there for a few of them?
They're just playing for the love, I think, mate.
Well, it's a long way to go and play for the love.
Yeah, good opportunity. Yeah, it's good opportunity for up there, mate. And I hope this isn't too disrespectful to Bo, but I think that standard of footy is a bit lower than JDFL as well, and he's had a few injury battles the last couple of years. So, I think that'll suit him a bit better anyway.
You were saying, obviously, there's been some, over the last few years, you know, building the junior program again at Bell Post Hill. It was fairly flat there for a few years, but it's been building. So the opportunity to be able to play some homegrown players in the seniors is obviously the exciting bit as well.
Yeah, we've got every junior side up and running this year, and I think we might have a girls under 16s team as well, I think. And we've got about 70 or 80 Auskick kids as well, so club's done a lot of work there, and Donna Jervis, especially our junior coordinator, has put in a lot of work. So we've got a full under 18s team this year, and I dare say a few of those boys will be given an opportunity this year as well. And I think that's been the key to success at Bell Post Hill. A lot of the guys that came out of down the 18s ended up being premiership players. So I think it's very important if you want to be, otherwise you're going to be up for a year and down for a year. Just don't spend too much on recruiting, I think. But if you can get them coming out of the under 18s and have a bit more sustained success.
Yep. Tari, you had to call off practice matches against Wyndham Vale. Are you comfortable that you'll have, you know, be able to put 44 players on the 45 players on the park across your two teams come round one, or are you just struggling a little bit at the back end to fill that bench in the seconds?
Yeah, we are struggling at the moment for numbers, Kingy. I said we've got the under 18s, so hopefully they can play, you know, under 18s and maybe help out in the reserves as well. But with four guys out for the year, and Jordy Sable might not be playing either. He's about to have a baby, so he's having some time off as well. So sort of been unlucky on that front. So if there's anybody out there that's looking for a game, then you know, come up to Bell Post Hill and you'll be well looked after. And especially any kids that come out at under 18s that normally play under 18s and then they just pull the pin and they think they'll get a game at their current club or for whatever reason it is. You know, it's lots to it's not too late. So yeah, if anyone's listening wants to come for a run, come out to Miners Reserve.
Yep. So what sort of numbers do you need to top up to get yourself to a place where you've got a little bit more depth? Are you're 10 short, 15 short? What sort of figure are you looking at, Tari?
Yeah, we'd probably be about 10 short, I think, mate. I think they'll sort of scratch the team together, but you get injuries and unavailabilities and stuff like that, it'll get tough. So probably about 10 players short at this stage.
Yeah. Have you dusted off the 39, in case?
Here we go.
It doesn't fit, mate. It struggled to fit back then, so it doesn't fit anymore. we'll have to see what happens. I spoke to Ash about that already, but not too sure what's going to happen there. Hopefully not, mate.
Yeah, but well, if anybody needs Tari's number listening, feel free to get in touch with us here at K-Rock, and we will, if you're legitimately looking for a footballing home, we'll pass on Tari's number, and I'm sure he'll be happy to have a chat to. It's obviously not ideal going into the season, Tari, but as you said, mass exodus of players, at the back end of their career, you've probably, and obviously then, injuries, it's been that perfect storm that sometimes hits footy clubs, and you're not the only ones that, not everybody's immune to that happening.
Yeah, thanks for that, King, for chucking that shout out there as well. But yeah, it has been a perfect storm, mate, to be totally honest with you. Yeah, it just seems things that we didn't think would come up. If it was just those older guys, then that's okay. We've gone into a new era, had plenty of plays, but yeah, a bit of a perfect storm with in the seniors and reserves. So it is what it is, and yeah, we're not going to talk about it, just get on with it and focus on who's there.
One player I want to ask you about that you have recruited, Dylan Godwin. Some real good raps about what he's going to bring.
Yeah, very athletic. Play probably any position on the ground. He trained with us last year when he's playing up in Thornhill, and he's a housemate of Santa Quinn. I think he's going to be a massive for us. He'll probably start on the ball, but a bit like Travis Furs, when he can play anywhere you sort of need him. If we're struggling somewhere, you can put him in that area, and he'll make that area better for us. So very lucky to have him on board.
How's Trav coping with not being the best footballer in his family anymore? Because his daughter's doing very good things.
I think he's more than happy, mate, to be honest. All the kids are doing really well, and it's good to see. And she's already taller than him as well, so
that's not hard. Is the great Kegsy Rodriguez going to roll around in the twos this year?
Mate, listen, Kegsy is flying at the moment. It's just really good to see. Obviously, he's had his battles. He gets in the gym every morning, high-intensity session, five days a week. He's dropped a lot of weight, looking pretty fit, and he's even just been running around on Thursday night. He's getting through the session, and I think he'll have a really good year in the twos, to be honest.
Yeah, good.
He doesn't get injured, doesn't slow down. He's just been the same for 15 years, so...
And a good bloke to go
great
with it.
Bloke.
Good guys, 18 team member.
Great bloke.
Very much so. Yeah. Tari, we really appreciate you taking the time and putting it on the table. That there are some battles with your numbers, and if we can help in any way, we will, to ensure that when you run out against East Geelong next week, that there's a full complement in the 12 o'clock team. But we wish you the best of luck at 2 o'clock. They're going to be a tough challenge. They're going to be a very good side in 2024, and you're going to get a good indication first up of where you guys might sit in the pecking order. And as always, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on Beyond the Boundary.
Thanks, Keith. Thanks, Dave.
Time to move into the GFNL now, and one of our favourites on Carrick Football. We were really disappointed last year when we didn't see this man running around in the long sleeve number 33.
Boring. It was boring.
Now, he just brings a little bit of pizzazz to the game, a little bit of
He hogs the
joy
de
verve.
He hogs the ball too, so that's the thing. He's always on Carrick Football.
He's good from full back, launching the big ones out from the cemetery end at Drew Oval. But he's a friend of Carrick Football's, and it's great to have him on Beyond the Boundary. Luke Webb, welcome back to the GFNL.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, it's good to be back.
What took you to Strathfield, say? Why were you playing in the Bendigo League? Please explain to us.
It's a good question. I've been asked many times, but I guess I was, just looking to do something different. And I've always sort of thought I wanted to have a crack at just a different league sort of in Victoria. And I guess Darryl Wilson was the coach out there, and he was pretty keen on getting me along. And ever since we first met, we sort of just got along really well. So he obviously did a pretty good job at convincing me, because I headed out there last year, which was good fun. But yeah, back at Joey's now, which is good.
How does a Tasmanian end up in Bendigo?
Well, I had a couple of mates out there. Cooper Jones, who used to be at Bell Park, who was down here, was into my year as well. And Matt Harvey was also up there. He was just away for a bit of last year. So yeah, it was a little bit random, but something that I sort of was sort of keen to do. And with a bit of change at Joey's, it sort of just felt like the right time to try something different. But yeah, it was definitely worth it. But I'm glad I'm back now.
Is it colder in Bendigo or colder in Tasmania, Webby?
Oh, Tassie, mate.
Really? Okay.
Much
all right.
Cold, yeah.
All right. Much colder.
Well, that's Ballarat says colder, but
yeah, Ballarat's stupid. Now, so how far into your tenure at Strathfield, say, did you contemplate the fact that you probably should have been at Joey's? Because I reckon we saw you half a dozen times at St. Joey's last year. So what was the how far into the tenure did you think, I need to be back at Joey's?
It didn't really happen till
Webby, don't lie.
I've always had a soft spot for Joey's. A lot of my mates were still there and are still there now. So I was just keeping a close eye on them during the year, but I was glad I did what I did. But yeah, back there.
Must have been lots of petrol money, I'd say, to go to Strathfield. Say now, you're also a cricketing guru. Now you play at Merge. Mergy Bullock. You're the captain, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, not for much longer. What happened the season? What happened? Well, you fell over, didn't you? What was going on there?
Probably my leadership, mate. I've heard that. I think it was the captain.
Well, I think that's it was cool. Also, are you thinking about changing your name to Grozdanovsky? That's always a handy thing at Merge to do that. But
we might have to call it Grozdanovsky Career Club pretty soon. There's enough of them, that's for sure.
I know.
Krosnovsky's easier to spell than Mergy Bullock.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what we're thinking.
Krosnovsky Green Club.
Ron Watt, you've obviously played under Heath Jamieson, you've played under Paul Carson, but you've had the chance to experience a pre-season with Killer, even though he has been a bit of it overseas. I think US study tours and New Zealand study tours. But how have you adapted his style of coaching?
Yeah, it's been really good. He's a good character, Ron. He's obviously probably a little bit older than some of the coaches I've had previously in terms of experience and stuff like that. But, yeah, he's very patient, especially with me, because sometimes I get a bit excited and hot-headed and up and about. But he's very good at listening and understanding sort of what his players are looking to do. And, he's very interesting when it comes to a lot of that stuff, because he certainly thinks about it and talks about footy in a different way than I've probably experienced before. So it's been good so far.
You leave as probably one of the more middle-tier aged players, but you come back as probably one of the more experienced. Yeah. It's a very, very young list now, which we saw last year, and the upside for this group is enormous.
Oh, absolutely. Hoodie seems to think that we need a line up into oldest to youngest at trading. And I keep finding myself with the last three or four blokes at one end. So, yeah, it is interesting coming back sort of at the older end of things now. But I think that's what makes what we're doing so exciting at the moment, because there are a lot of young kids out there that have got a lot of energy and they're pushing the standard, which is, yeah, a little bit different to what was the case when I left. But it's good to come back and sort of try and help those younger boys get better.
And Gowie went away last year as well to Koroit, and he's come back, so it's always handy to have him. He seems to be able to find the football fairly well.
Yeah, he was probably another reason I'd come back, because I'm actually living with him and Harry Smith at the moment, and I think they would have said, what are you doing if I didn't come back this year? But yeah, he's a super player, so it'll be good having him back out there. I try to avoid him at training because he'll probably take me head off because he goes that hard, but... I'm looking forward to him going hard at opposition players this year.
James Gow, Harry Smith and Luke Webb in a house. There's a reality TV show in that somewhere, I reckon, Webby.
Well, that's not, the camera. If there was cameras in here, they'd say a few things of just absolute nonsense, I reckon, mate, honestly. Harry's partner's here and she has to put up with it most of the time. So,
gosh.
Yeah, it's good comedy.
Yeah, I bet you it is.
Now, we like to talk about away from footy with some of our guests, Webby. And for you, you've taken a bit of a venture into a partnership with your business. Talk to us a little bit about that. Give yourself a bit of a self-promotion here.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. My work, vehicle and equipment finance, you can play that on repeat. But, my boss that I was working for in Ballarat sort of retired at the end of last year. So... there's a few other directors and stuff without Shepparton in Melbourne that came to me, gave me the opportunity opportunity to buy in at the start of this year and basically run the Ballarat office, which is good. I'm enjoying it. It obviously allows me to take calls during my so-called lunch time at the moment. So, I sort of started that off. So, keeping me nice and busy, but got a lot of good support around me, so I'm enjoying it so far.
Good stuff. What else do you do away from footy? Obviously, we know you've captained Mergy in the cricket, but what's enjoyment for Luke Webb to decompress from day-to-day sport?
It's a good question because it feels like all I'm doing is sport 95% of the time. But just relaxing, mate. I play a lot of FIFA. If you ask my housemates, I'm in front of the TV playing FIFA a lot of the time. Don't worry about that. I'll get enough hours in front of that. Just relaxing, trying to take it easy because, as I said, I train and play sport most of the year, so it's nice just to relax and go different places when I don't have sport on.
You swinging hands with anybody? What's going on? Have you got a lovely?
Yeah, I do. She's in Ballarat, actually. So,
geez, you do a bit of travelling around, don't you? Geelong, Ballarat, Strathfield, Tassie, gee whiz.
Yeah, well, that's probably why I'm not going back to Bendigo this year. I don't know if I could handle the, the drive up that highway again. But, yeah, my partner's in Ballarat, so probably my spare time spent with her trying to keep her happy because I'm obviously always away from her at sport. So, yeah.
You're not going to get... There'll be Ballarat clubs listening to this. Next thing you know, you'll be getting phone calls from Sebas. Well, Jesse Clark's at Sebas, I think, and Jay Dullhouse is at Sebas when they're not at Werribee, so you'll probably get phone calls at some stage.
I don't know if I can handle the wet weather and stuff down there. I've got away from Tassie for a reason. Yeah, it's 5 degrees colder down to Ballarat. I don't think I'll steer clear for a while.
Webby, it's great to have you back. You're a great character of local footy. We enjoy calling your name. We enjoy calling St. Joseph's games because it just seems to be great characters running around in the red, gold and black. And we look forward to that in season 2024. Appreciate your time and joining us on Beyond the Boundary.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Always good value, Luke Webb, and we will see him on Anzac Day for our first coverage of St. Joseph's in season 2024 as they look to continue a winning streak. I think they haven't lost on Anzac Day since 2013.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be improved. I mean, I think they were okay last year. They sort of ran out of petrol tickets with their younger players, but I think they'll obviously be fitter and stronger and with a couple back, Jack Leonard back into the team, and those two back, I think they're going to be okay, I think.
Time for us to get out of here, Jase.
Yes, let's go and do something else.
What have you heard?
What have I heard? Well, I have heard that there will be, now, correct me if I'm wrong with this, but there's going to be a late recruit at a GDFNL club,
right,
that played at a higher level.
Right.
All right. Just he's been sort of thinking about it, and I think he's going to get over the line next week.
Did he play locally last year?
He may have.
Right. That's been Beyond the Boundary. Carrickfootball.live, 1:30 Saturday, Drysdale and Torquay. And we'll be back next week as we go weekly for season 2024. Can you handle that, Jase?
I don't know whether I can. Are we starting? Yeah, all right, I'll get some therapy. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'm looking forward to it.
See you next week.
See ya.